Hi everyone, my name is Alexander Gnezdilov. I'm the artist who did the art for the last Pearl Jam album, Dark Matter, and you are listening to Five Notes with Wendell Correa.
Hi everyone, Wendell Correa here for Five Notes here in Brazil. I have Alexander Gnezdilov. Sorry to pronounce your name wrong. I know that. Thank you for having me. How are you, man?
Thank you for having me. Thanks for the invite.
You did the cover image and now like the photograph for Dark Matter, for Jam's new album. And
yes.
But before we talk that, I want to talk more about you. How things are going in Germany, where you are right now?
Actually, fine. Yeah, I don't know what to say. No, things are going normal. I have an impression that it's much more windy last couple of years, but apart from that, yeah, everything's okay.
You've been here, living there for a while, but you were born in Moldova in 1979 and moved to Germany in 21. How was growing up in Moldova and why did you move to Germany?
Yeah, it was also normal. It was very fun. We spent a lot of time. As a kid, I spent a lot of time outside. We had no smartphones, you know, no digital devices like nowadays. And it was pretty normal. Normal school, a lot of fun with other kids and stuff like that. Just normal childhood. And then when I was like 12, the Soviet Union, so Moldova was a part of Soviet Union at this time, but in 92, Soviet Union was gone and Moldova became a state on itself. Yeah, it separated it from Soviet Union, also like other countries like Ukraine and Georgia and other countries. So and the situation became worse and worse, I mean economically mostly, and we had a chance to move to Germany, the whole family, and we did that just in hope of better life. And yeah, it worked out. I think currently in Moldova it's still not so good as in Germany. It's a small country, also corruption is there and all the problems which are normally there in small countries.
You are a software engineer, musician, photographer. Which profession came first in your life?
Actually, if to speak in terms of profession, the only profession that I have is a software engineer, because I have a diploma for that. So I studied here in Germany computer science, and in Moldova I actually also studied and I almost finished electrotechnics. when I went to university, I bought a second-hand guitar and started experimenting with that. I also had a cassette player with two decks, and you could just put layers on a track with it. And yeah, that's how it started, but really slowly. I was not so much into the music at that time. So I must say, yeah, my software engineer profession came first, and then came... I started with music, and in Germany in 2008, I started experimenting heavily with photography.
You are professional in everything. Come on.
Actually, those two, music and photography, are hobbies, but photography, I took it pretty far by now.
Yeah. And talking about the instrument you were talking about, focusing on Jews, harp and percussion, you have a band called Pulsar Clock with your friend, release an album, Space Wire, with 7 instrumental songs. How was the process of writing recordings? How did you start this band? Tell us more about Pulsar Clock.
Yeah, Pulsar Clock, we just started with my friend Dmitry, and I met him actually in the company where I worked for last 12 years. and we worked together, and he has also interest in music, so we just started hanging out and playing music together, and that's how it came to be. That's how it came to this band. We meet actually once in a month or once in 2 months. It's not often, and we just hang out and jam. He focuses on electronic instruments, and he also controls Ableton on his computer, and he plays synths and other stuff. Like drum machines, he has a ton of equipment hooked up, and I'm playing more traditional stuff like drums and then guitar sometimes. I also have a looper which I use to record single tracks, and then juice harp, a lot of juice harp, because I played maybe the best of all instruments which I can. And we just recorded a lot of material, and at some point he decided that we can try to release something. That's how we released the first album. And actually, if you look to the amount of material which we already accumulated, we could maybe release another 10 albums. But it's just, he has a family, I have a family, I have a full-time job, he has a full-time job, and it doesn't come to the point where we have enough time to work on a release. Yeah, but at least we're just hanging out, having a good time. It's always when we play together, it's like the main reason to play. And then the music which we then maybe release at some point, it's like co-product.
No, you can invite Pearl Jam guys to sing and play on your next album.
Oh, nice idea.
Which kind of music and bands do you grow up listening to? You buy a guitar, I believe it was rock and roll already, right?
Yeah, pretty much. There was a rock radio station as I grew up in Chișinău, the capital of Moldova, and they mainly put on some Russian rock. I don't know if it makes sense to name those groups, but I'll try. So I started with Agatha Christie. It's a Russian rock band, but I grew out of it at some point, and then I went to Picnic, Spleen, then later some underground stuff like Гражданская оборона and Yanka Diaghileva. You never heard those names. And at some point I discovered a band which is called Aukcion. It's also a Russian band. And I just fell in love with it, so I still listen to it. It's a very how should I say, diverse music. So it's not flat. There are many, many people. It's much more than two or three or four. There are like five or six playing at the same time, and it's very rich music, interesting for me. But if I would name something more European or American, so then I loved Prodigy a lot when I heard it first time. So listened several years to Prodigy, loved it. And then later I also discovered some bands like Coil, Dead Can Dance, LJ, Agnes Obel. That's a small artist, but very beautiful. And then also electronic music. I listen a lot, especially when I work, because I cannot listen to music which contains vocals. When I worked, it's distracting me. As a kid, I could, but now not anymore. Yeah, so I listen a lot of electronic music, stuff like Orbital, Apex Twin, IS Dena, Hidden Orchestra is a very beautiful artist. Then Horace Swartz, Gesaffelstein, yeah, stuff like that. But I listen literally almost to anything. So almost all genres, there is, it's easier to say what I don't listen to than what I listen to.
That's nice. And do you remember the first time you listened to Pearl Jam in your life?
Actually, no. I don't remember where was the first time when I listened to them. And it's a funny story because as they proposed me to work with, I knew the name Pearl Jam, and I knew it is a huge thing, and I was sure that I heard a lot of them. But then as I tried to listen to their music, I came to the conclusion that actually there are like one or two songs which I heard before. I just realized that I heard only two songs, maybe on the radio or so. I wasn't listening to them purposefully, let's say it like that. So hard to tell where I heard those two songs. But you can also say that my real first time listening to Pearl Jam was actually when I was working on the album cover, because I just went to Spotify, selected Pearl Jam, and put everything on shuffle, and just started drawing while listening to Pearl Jam. I thought it's a good idea.
And how did they meet you to work with Dan on this new album?
That's also a funny story, actually, because they, as far as I know, so it's not really, how should I say, approved, or it's not 100% like this, but the story that I was told, that one of the guys, I think it was Jeff, just was reading an article in Popular Mechanics. I also saw the article. And in this article, my image was there as a cover image of the article. So at the top of the article, there is often an image. And this was mine. And there is also a credit below it with my name. So I think he liked it. And then he asked their manager or agent, I'm not sure who is really his official title, Scott Greer, to contact me. And so Scott was trying for, I don't know, several days, a week or something, was trying to contact me via all channels that he found, so Facebook, Instagram, and other stuff. But at that moment, I somehow ditched a bit my photography and concentrated on the work and on doing music with Dmitry. So I was not checking, actually, anything. I just was not going into my Instagram for months. So I had no chance to see his attempts to contact me. And then he came up with a brilliant idea. So he just found the company where I'm working in on LinkedIn, and he just put together my name and the company name at the end, and just sent an email. I got it immediately because I'm every day on the work, and then I see the email and I think, boah, that's a scam, 100%. What it is? Somebody wants to buy my photos, and he sends me an email to my working mail, which is normally not known anywhere. So I was sure that this is the scam. But then we came to chat, and then we just did a call with him, and he then proposed to work with them to do some art. And as he told me, for whom, I was shocked because, I know Pearl Jam, it's just one of the biggest band worldwide. I asked him, The Pearl Jam. Yes, the Pearl Jam. Okay, you must be kidding, but not. No, it was actually it. That's how it started. Yeah.
And how was work with them? Did you meet them? Did you keep in sharing ideas with each other? Probably you heard the songs before, right?
No, I didn't. No. I think I don't know how it was the previous times. But this time everything was really kept in secret as much as possible. So before I just got the song list of the album, I had to sign the non-disclosure so it doesn't leak through me. That's actually all I had. So I only had the name of the album and I had the names of the songs. And Scott also told me which album from the past is similar to this one. But yeah, I also heard first single as everyone did, this Dark Matter. Yeah, not earlier. And we actually through Scott we communicated. So I sent all of my work and the pictures to him, and he sent them to the guys, and the guys gave feedback because I think they do not have really time to contact personally, so he manages everything for them. And yeah, he came back with the feedback and asked me, okay, can you do this and that, can you send these images and that, can you maybe explain how you did that, and can you do this and stuff like that. Yeah, so it was like a dialogue. He directed me constantly what should I do, what they liked, what they didn't like, and stuff like that.
So you haven't met them? That's crazy.
No, I haven't. No. The most personal thing that was there was a comment under my post on Instagram from Jeff.
You need to meet each other, probably in Germany when they're going to play there, right?
I hope so. I'm going to be there in Berlin on their concert, and maybe then I will have a chance to meet them in person. It would be nice.
And talking about the art cover, how did you decide it was going to be the art cover?
They actually saw my images on the internet. At that time, when they saw my images, I was selling my work online for stuff like news articles, books, and stock photography. Basically, you maybe heard of it. You just upload all your images onto a big portal, and they have already have clients, and they are just showing your pictures to the clients, and then your pictures can land anywhere. So the picture which Jeff saw, he liked it a lot. I think this was his main candidate, but then there was also a series of different pictures which he called Eye of Sauron. They were like how should I say, not sure which series they like more, these Alice rings, how we called them, and the Eye of Sauron. But at the end they decided to take Alice rings. But as they told that they like those more, then I started, I created a lot more similar images and sent all of them to them. I actually sent them when Scott asked me to send all images which are somehow related to like black hole and space. I was a bit baffled because it's like all of my images, all have this topic. They are all looking like very spacey. And I started selecting, and then I sent him like thousand of my images. I selected 1,000 images and just separated them in 15 pages and sent to him. And they looked through and selected 30 images or 92 images from those for the album. So inside the album. Yeah. Also, they asked me to do the font because they saw that I'm also writing like words with light. And yeah, there was a photo which was just saying minimalism. And they told me, okay, can you do with the same font, Pearl Jam and Dark Matter? Of course, sure. So I did it, but I created a much better, light source for that. So I'm using flashlights mainly to draw those things. And at that time, this old minimalism text was written with a poor quality flashlight, more or less. And now I know how to do it much better. So the letters also come from me. I photographed each letter actually individually many times, and then I selected which looks better, which looks worse, and then after doing the final selection, I just sent the alphabet to them, and they composed Pearl Jam, Dark Matter, and some other words from that.
As you are talking about it, how could you explain your work for those who doesn't know a thing about it? Just enjoy watching and seeing it like me. Because you post on your Instagram account that you don't use Photoshop. And when I read, I said, come on. How this doesn't use Photoshop? And you also have two beautiful pictures on the background of you.
Yeah, thanks. There are two pictures which are hanging normally in other room, but I took them today with me on the podcast to have some of my work here. I'll try to explain. Also, if I'm not able to explain it very good, then maybe just googling light painting and going into Wikipedia would give some additional information, because there is an article about that, and it's also described how it's done there in more details. But if I need to explain it in basic terms, it's like how photography was when it was invented. It was just a camera. It was just this box with a lens, and then this curtain. And the people who wanted to take a photo had to sit without movement for a long time, like 1 minute, in order for the light to be able to get into the medium. So it's more or less the same how the cameras work nowadays. The shutter opens, then everything what happens remains on the shot. And then the shutter closes. But this time is normally very short between open and close. And that's why normally the photos are crisp. Even if there is motion, it's not blurry. It's not blurred, basically. And but if you try to take some photos at night, for example, or in a dark room, you can also simply try it at home with your phone when you're in a dark room and there are a couple of small lights and you're trying to take a photo, then the exposure is actually the time when the shutter opens and when it closes, so between how long this time it is. The camera has to increase the exposure because it does not get enough light. It sees, the automatic sees that it does not get enough light. It's dark. So as the last resort, it tries to increase the exposure, and it can become like 1 or 2 seconds. and then you can start to see some strange stuff on your photos, like the car. If it passes during the shot, you will see the lines from the headlights on your photo. Or if you move the camera accidentally when you're taking the shot, it will also all the light sources will leave some traces. That's basically how light painting works. The difference is only that I'm doing it on purpose. So I'm purposefully put the camera into manual mode, and then I just select the exposure to be very long, like actually how so long as I need. So it can be anything in between a couple of seconds up to 30 minutes even. So this photo, for example, which I did with my wife, she had to sit there for, I don't know, 15 minutes, I guess, without moving. And I did all the stuff. So any flame fragments that you see, just movement of my hand with a torch.
That's crazy.
Switched on, yeah. And you just trace her body constantly until you have the full silhouette. And then you also take a different flashlight, which is more of a blue color, and trace the guitar. That's how it's done. And because the flashlights were directed into the camera and not on her, you can't see her or you can't see the guitar. You just see the surrounding silhouettes, should I say. Yeah, that's how it works. You can do a lot of stuff with this. So basically, if you go to the if somebody really after watching this wants to try, then simply switch to manual mode, and all modern cameras, they have normally this how it called for the exposure. You can select fractions of a second, then 1 second, 2 seconds, 5 seconds, just go up to 30 seconds, or even on my camera, there is a setting time, and it means you press the first time, shutters opens, and you do your stuff before the camera, and then you come back, press the second time, the shutter closes. It's the best mode for... for light painting. But if you do not have that, you can also use 30 seconds, but then you must really think strategically, and not that you writing a word and the last letter is not there.
That is not an easy job.
I can show you one flashlight which I have. So basically, this is a flashlight with a button. And this is a prize that I won at a photography competition on my last job. We had a local photography competition, but it's just the material which is interesting, because see, it makes such flares and it twinkles. So it's when you do photography with it, it's a very nice trace which it's leaving, and it also looks like a sword. Funny
like
thing.
A Jedi.
Yeah, you can kill with it. It's a bit dangerous tool. I have here something. Let me try.
That's great. Good God. Oh,
yeah, it's like one of my kaleidoscopes. I built them by myself, and I also use them for producing my artworks. So it's not seen, you don't see the full sphere, but at least you see a part of it. It's just a webcam, which is not not suitable for this one.
That's great. You won an award and you say you are not a professional. Come on, man.
I don't know. I mean, I did not study art. I did not study art. That's like self-taught because of it. I also did not take any exams, so it's hard to tell on which level I am. But actually, after I'm on the Pearl Jam cover, I had a feeling now that it's not so bad that what I'm doing.
Yeah, you are creative. Sometimes it's more important than the technique on a lot of jobs, not only photography.
Yeah, but I must say, actually, in light painting, if you are not technical enough, then most of the time the results that you get, they look like a bit childish, you know. So it's very hard to get good results if you are not patient, if you are not ready to try again and again and again and again. The main problem of light painting is that it's like a blind painting. You see your work only at the end. So you are doing a photo. That's why in the process, you have no idea what you have an idea what you want to get, but you do the shot. It lasts like a couple of minutes, and then you see it, and you say, "Oh shit, no, it's a crap. I need to do it again." And you do it again and again and again, and then you like constantly learning. It's like small learning from one photo to another, and then like after 10 photos, maybe you will be satisfied with the results.
And how was watching your work on the cinemas?
Yeah, I would say the normal person would be proud, I guess. So I would expect from a normal person to be proud, but I have somehow I have problems with this feeling, so I'm not able to be proud somehow. I can't. So I try, but yeah. So, but I was very excited. At least I think I was the most excited person out of these 80 people sitting in the cinema in Germany. They also allowed me to say a couple of words before the show. Yeah, so people were also happy to know that the artist comes from Nuremberg, who did all the photos, all the album art. Yeah, I was also judging the animations. I was looking at the animations, so was thinking, okay, how good is it? How appropriate it is? How, because animations did not come from me. The Pearl Jam did the animations themselves. I don't know who exactly, so they have a team of designers, I guess. And I was really satisfied. Yeah, because the animations came out very good, I think. At some on some songs, I even thought, oh, that looks much better than my photo, the animation. But yeah, very excited. I was very excited, and I almost danced there in the chair. Everyone was sitting still, like meditating, and I was I couldn't stop moving.
And do you have a favorite art on the songs of the Pearl Jam new album?
Yes, I would say I like from the photos which were used in the album, I like the most the cover shot and the back cover shot. So there are a couple of similar shots. I didn't get yet my copy of the album, so I cannot show what I mean, but the people who got it, yeah, they will understand me. There is a front cover and something like a back cover, and those two are my favorites, I think. There's also my recent most recent works, and also the font. I'm very satisfied how the font came out.
And only musically speaking, do you have a favorite song on this new album?
Yes, The Dark Matter. Yeah, the main song from the album. It's so it has much a lot of energy in it, and it's also a very beautiful one. I like this one the most.
And what is next for you? Already working on next project, something with Pearl Jam again?
They did not propose anything yet, so I would be glad, of course, to work with them again. It was a pleasure. It was fun. Or I don't know. I just will see what will come. Because as I said, that's not my profession. That's my hobby. Before Pearl Jam, I was not able to actually monetize it properly. So I got some money from that, but it's not like you can live with this money. So I have to work on a normal job, a full-time job. And in February, I switched the company. I went to a new company into automotive industry, and now this is my main focus. I try to get into this field, to understand what I have to do, to learn and things like that. But if in the future it would be possible to like work less as a software engineer and do more art, music, photos, I would be so happy.
And you asked me to play your Jewish harp. I want to record it.
Jewish harps. Yeah, I actually have a lot of them. So that's like most of my collection. Yeah, it's hard to see them like this, but yeah, they look like that.
That's crazy. I never try to play one.
Yeah, you should try. Know why? Because they are not expensive. You can buy them for like $50 would cost a very good one. Interesting thing about Jewish harp, then if you try to play it or stroke it like that, you will hear nothing, because it uses your body as a part of the instrument, as a resonator. It's like a guitar. If you take only one string, without the guitar, you will not be able to do anything with it. So the same thing, you need to press it to your teeth, and then you will be able to play. I can also try the smaller one, because actually from the length of the tongue, this thing is called tongue, depends the note which is producing. It produces only one note, actually, but you have overtones which you can manipulate, and the shorter the tongue, the higher the note. So I have here a different one.
That's nice. I tried to play it.
Yeah,
that's a nice
try.
Sound. You can play, seems like you can play all day.
Yeah, it's also, there are people which are using it for meditation. You don't have to play like me. I like to play it very fast and to fill it with energy, but there are people who play like that. I never tried actually to play like that, and now I'm noticing, oh yeah, it's really doing something with my brain. So some people are using it for meditation, like you know those giant balls, copper balls, which also produce sounds, and I think it's more or less the same thing. And when you play it, you press it to your teeth, and the vibration from this thing, it goes to your skull, and all your skull is vibrating. So you can imagine how it influences. You feel it with your skull, the music which you are playing. So And it is very practical. So that's one reason because why I like this instrument so much. You can take it with you everywhere. There is also options which how you can hang it like a pendant and anytime pull it out and start playing. are very small. They are not expensive. They are very robust. And yeah, it's just the first day or maybe first 2 days where you need some patience. But after that, you will just understand what to do. You do not need to watch any courses or something like that.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to buy it because I also like to meditate as well. So I'm seeing myself all day playing.
Nice.
You got me a new hobby now.
Cool.
So thank you so much, Alexander. Really nice talk with you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for inviting me.
Nice. When you are in Brazil, let me know. When I'm in Germany, I will let you know.
For sure. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks.